Invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's sermon.
Thank you, Pastor JJ. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Nice. My name is Tyler. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I am here filling in for Mrs. Heather for today's children's sermon. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you, I'm on staff here. I do youth and digital ministry. So I'm filling in for Miss Heather, and I invite all of the children to come up to receive a message specially prepared for them. So come on up, have a seat. I'll come over here so we can all see each other. Come on. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Take your time. Cool. Hey, good morning. Hi, Lincoln. Cool. Yeah, come on up. You can sit down. Good morning, y'all. So I'm going to ask you, how are you feeling today? If you feel great, give me a thumbs up. If you feel kind of okay, give me a thumb sideways. And if you feel kind of sad, just give me a thumbs down. We're going to check in, okay? Ready? How are you feeling today?
I feel annoyed.
Well, Rosalie, hopefully this next part will make you feel just a little bit better. See, we're going to begin today with a joke. And it's not connected to our children's sermon at all, but I actually ran into Rosalie this week at the church. And when I told her that I was filling in for Miss Heather and doing the children's time, she told me, you had better do something funny or you're fired. And so, you know, living in a market-based economy, I find myself a fan of gainful employment, and I thought, oh, I better do something funny. So Rosalie, where do armies belong?
I don't know.
You don't know? In their sleeves! That's what's up. So I hope that that was enough to keep the dogs at bay. But if not, it's been fun knowing you guys. But I wanted to talk a little bit in our children's time today about seasons. Y'all are familiar with seasons, right? What are the seasons that you know? You know four? Or you know, Autumn, you got your hand up. What do you want to say?
Winter, fall, spring, and... summer?
Yeah! Nice! Winter, fall, spring, and summer. So those are the four seasons that you may be used to moving through, times when the weather changes, right? Winter when it's cold, spring when it starts to warm up and rain a little bit, summer when you sweat every time you get into your car, fall when you sweat every time you get into your car, and then winter when it's cold again. But did y'all know that the church has seasons as well? Ooh, you did. So some people... but we don't know them. Some people know and some people don't, and that's okay. We actually just entered into a new season in the church called Lent. Ooh, Lent. Yeah, can you say Lent?
Lent.
Nice. And this is not Lent like the Lent you find in your pocket. This is Lent spelled with an E, L-E-N-T. And it's the time of 6 weeks up until Easter that we prepare as Christians, as people of faith, for the celebration of Easter. And so people often celebrate Lent a couple of different ways. They may try fasting from something, which means you give something up. So fasting means giving something up. Or they may try feasting on something new, where you add something to your life that helps you grow closer to God and grow closer to other people. Or eating something. That's true. Yes, these words do have multiple meanings. So thank you, Rosalie. And so what I... It's over there. Cool. So I wanted to do something today to help y'all get into the spirit of Lent so that you can prepare your own hearts for the resurrection of Jesus on Easter. So what I did is I made a bunch of these little thingies. Yeah, they're kind of, they don't look super cool when I hold them up, right? They're strips of paper. Yeah, thank you, Rosalie. That have little smiley faces on them. And the way that they're going to work is I'm going to make sure that when you go to children's time, your teachers get these. So that way, when you go home, you can take these home with your parents. And what y'all will do together is maybe you've done this before, and when you've been, like, preparing for Christmas, perhaps, and you'll take these little papers and make them into circles, right? and then you'll stick them in a chain so that you have one for each day. So there should be 42 of these, which is from now until Easter, I think. I tried to count them well. You might have a little bit more, you might have a little bit less, but generally you should have 42 of these. And you'll make like this really cool chain and ring where every night when you get ready for bed, you did it for your birthday. Cool. Yeah, so you've got an idea, right? So every night when you get ready for bed, you'll sit down and you can tear one of these chains. Hold your questions till the end, please. And you can tear one of these chains and you might notice they have a smiley face on them. So the smiley face is to help you think about what is something that you, I'll get to you, Catherine, I promise. You can, cool. Think about what is something that you did nice for someone else that day. Because one of the ways that we can prepare for Easter is by being charitable, by doing something nice. And so you can think about what's something that you did nice for someone that day. And some days it might be really, really easy to remember, right? You might be like, oh, I totally shared my snack with my sibling, or I helped a friend with a project in school. It might be really easy. Other days it might be a little bit harder. And that's when you can go into your bathroom and look in the mirror and say something nice to yourself. Because Jesus even tells us that in order to love other people, we gotta love ourselves first. So loving ourselves is a part of loving other people too. So every night you'll get to think about something you did that was kind for someone else and break one of these chains and then say a prayer with your family to help yourself, give thanks to God for being with you, for helping you do this kind thing and preparing you for Easter. What was your question, friend? Ah, oh, yeah, in school you used to make them with red and green for Christmas. So you'll notice these ones have purple, which is the color of Lent. If you look right behind you, we got some purple on the altar. So that's cool stuff. So why don't we go ahead and pray together, and then we'll go to children's time. How's that sound?
How about we go to children's time right now?
Well, we're going to pray first, and then we'll go. Let's put our hands. You have three bathrooms?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just going to let that be its own thing. Good for you, buddy. Why don't we put our hands together? And we'll go to God in prayer. We'll say, Dear God, we love you. Thank you for sending your Son into this world and for always being with us, for helping us love others, and for helping us see how much you love us. We love you, God. Amen. All right, y'all, let's go to Children's Church. Come on. Come on.